Okay, I love this. We talk so much on this program about the clutter that one generation has accumulated. Not only their own stuff, but previous generation stuff. And some of my stuff, too, as a millennium. I'm talking about boomers who have accumulated just so much. And we have advertisers on this program who come on, like Brian the Cash Man. He'll take some of that stuff, sell it to you, make turn that cash into turn that old stuff into cash. We have people that, you know, you can just sell your parents' home if they've passed, perhaps, and they'll just take it and they'll sell everything or they'll get rid of it all and you don't have to worry about it. But the personal touch that Sarah Gamm offers from New Chapter Transitions, we read about in Business Insider. I just love it. Sarah, thanks for joining us here on WGN.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Yeah, I think that you've identified a really great way to help people get rid of their stuff. And that's, it seems to be, Sarah, based on the article I read, is that you really bring the personal touch. You hear the story of the person and what they're getting rid of, what it means to them, and find an individual solution for an individual.
It's very true. Yeah. So, you know, every story is so, so different. And it's a very personal thing because you're spending hours in their home going through their things with them. And stories just come out. You learn a lot about them. But it is by far one of the best things I've ever done. I absolutely love it. You can really see this changes people's lives. You were talking about clutter and how people have so much of their own, let alone their family and their grandparents. And they feel guilty letting those things go. But there's lots of solutions as to how they can keep the memory, just not the stuff.
I often have had to try and sell something that I just didn't want to throw away, right? I think we all have that.
Right.
Don't get rid of it. And then it's like you go to the Facebook marketplace, which for some people works fine. For me, it was a disaster. It just takes so much time to do. And that was for two items. So having someone actually kind of do this, whether it's you selling a bunch of books because you know a person that buys books and kind of having that individual touch on those things and then the other things. I got to ask, though, before we dive even deeper, is this how long have you been doing this? Like, what's your background in?
Yeah, so I've been in this business for 5 years. And prior to that, I think everything I did led up to this. So I did a lot of project management. I did a lot of people management in high tech for a number of decades. And I got to a point where I needed a change and I knew I still needed to work for a few more years. So I just went and did some research and stumbled upon what they call senior move management. And it dovetails right in with professional organizing, which I've been kind of doing for friends and family for decades. And so it all kind of came together. By just finding this title of senior move manager, I was like, wow, that sounds like everything that I love to do and that I'm good at, and here you are helping people and changing their lives.
We've already had so many texts from people saying, who is this? How can I call her? I feel like at this point I have to let people know you operate on the Pacific Northwest.
And that's right. I'm in Portland, and I cover the Vancouver or Washington area, which is just across the river. But if somebody is looking for somebody to help them, there is a national association of which I am a member, and it's, I'll give you the letters,
yeah.
It's NASMM, so it's National Association of Senior and Specialty Move Management. Kind of a long one.
Boy,
but,
is it.
they can just, yeah, it is. Just say NASMM, NASMM. They can just plug in their zip code, and then it will pull up folks that do the same thing that I do in their area.
That's amazing. I'm at the website right now, NASMM.org. I'll give that out a couple times if anyone missed that.
Yeah.
And there's just a button that says, find a senior or specialty move manager, because we have texts coming in. I mean, people are saying, my brother has a garage full of stuff, but it's not junk.
Yes.
It's hunting equipment or fishing equipment. It's tools. It's not garbage. It's worth money.
Right.
So what do you, you go in, you look at this stuff and you say, what do you prioritize and triage it and say, this is stuff we probably won't get money for, we need to throw out, but this is stuff maybe we could sell? How does it work?
Right. Well, I actually used to do some of the selling for my clients, but it, like you said, it is very time consuming, and what you end up getting is never, you know, it just doesn't, it wasn't making sense once you sketched it out. So what I do is I work with the client to help them decide what are the things that mean the most to them. And normally they're downsizing, so they're going into a smaller venue. So I help decide, you know, what's going to fit, what will work in that new space. And then whatever is left over, there's so many different varieties of ways of finding new homes for things. And my big thing is I don't want anything going to a landfill that could, you know, could help somebody else. So there's folks that come and take things to take to charities, local charities. There are people that will actually consign. So I've brought a few things for clients to consignment shops. And then, you know, anything that's left over that is just, you know, true rubbish or trash, then that will be hauled away as well.
Are you part psychologist, too? Because that must be part of this.
Actually, I majored in psychology. I never put it to practice until now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's there's a lot of psychology that goes into it. And it's, again, it's the most fascinating, fulfilling job I've ever had. You really get to know people well. And, you know, I never thought I was going to be the person that, you know, really was gung-ho on helping people. But once I started, it's addictive. You want to do everything you can to make it right for them and make, you know, this transition smooth for them. So it's kind of, you know, what I tell my clients is I can do everything from soup to nuts. If it's something I don't do, I have somebody that can do it for us. So I don't do the actual moving of, you know, their possessions, but I can help decide what will work and help pack it up and get it all ready and then meet them at the other place if it's local and do the unpacking and get the house set up just the way they like it.
It's amazing. We're chatting here with Sarah Gom, founder of New Chapter Transitions. We only have 30 seconds, but I have to ask Sarah, do you charge hourly? Yep. And like, what's a typical amount that someone might expect to pay someone like you, generally speaking?
Yeah, generally speaking. So, you know, each market is, you know, state's going to be different. But in the Portland area, I do charge by hour because you really can't say how long something's going to take. It all depends on the client and how, you know, quickly they are working. But it's anything from, like I'd say, $75 up to even $150.
An hour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct.
So a couple thousand dollars for your services.
Yeah. Okay. By the end, it's about that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Sarah, I hope we can continue this conversation. This is a big one, and I have more questions about maybe some tips that we can have people do even before they call someone like you. I want to give out the website one more time, nasmm.org, to find someone like Sarah here in the Chicagoland area. And don't be a stranger, Sarah. Good work, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much, John. Take care.
I love that.